Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. collide. I won't submit, I'll just decide on where to run or where to hide. Their eyes are everywhere, I see them spying there at my face and my hair. I won't plug in to their machine. The sound, I hate that scene. I sure ain't hip, I sure can't hop. I lost the script, I lost the plot. The spies are everywhere, I feel them hiding there, on my face, in my hair. I just can't cope with all this disease. It's pushing down, 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 down on me. Look at me, what you say?
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Around the courtyard, tell the cook to leave the kitchen window down. Just don't lock it from inside, I might still need a place to hide. When I turn to face the horses and the hounds, sister says to come on back for Christmas. Mama's wondering why I never come around. Lord, I've been running for so long, I just can't find a way back home. So I'll turn to face the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding, before I can get this rig turned back around, and head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds. Thought I'd found a love to last me, till she opted for that candy-coated clown. I didn't even make a show, I just walked on and let him go. Still I'm running from the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding, before I can get this rig turned back around, and head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds. Straight towards the horses and the hounds. In motel sign rides a warrior, with his horse run out and his lance pointed down. That's as far as he's gonna get, and he surely knows what's coming next. He's just waiting on the horses, the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding, before I can get this rig turned back around, head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding, before I can get this rig turned back around, and head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds. Straight towards the horses and the hounds. And I bet they hear it halfway back to town, when I turn to face the horses, the horses and the hounds. We'll be right back.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Everybody sniffing blue. 17, 3.
This is Freeman Dyson,
and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Cold sweats got me pacing, heart's pounding and trembling, palpitating and racing, this is chasing off the good things. No longer silent, but I don't know why or how. Feel downright squalid, am I expiring right now? Is this feeling?
Is this physical? It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or throne.
Betcha, yeah.
Kosher.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Can you be any more specific?
Yeah. You darn tootin'.
91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
End of story.